Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Hope you check those out. Use them to your advantage. Tim Fulton is our guest, our new friend. Soon to not be a new friend, though. We're going to get him back on the show and share some more of his experience and knowledge with us. He's a outstanding Vistage leader, a group chair with Vistage, an organization I've been telling you about for a long time, and he plies his trade over in the Atlanta, Georgia area. Small Business Matters is his company. Tim, you want to give us a website?
Sure, Jim. It's www.smallbusinessmattersonline.com. Smallbusinessmattersonline.com.
And you got an event coming up in about a month, don't you?
We do, Jim. It's the Small Business Matters Conference. This is our third annual conference, and we're very pleased to be hosting that at the Cobb Gallery in Atlanta. We're expecting over 200 small business owners and their executives to join us on May 15th.
All right. So good luck with that. And that's another example of your leadership and in your area and helping small businesses in your part of the world. Congratulations on that. So I want to come back to we love stories around here, Tim, and mm-hmm. you've got a lot of them, having dealt with folks, because when you get together with your Vistage group, you have a round table with them, with your meet with your members once a month, but you probably go out and meet with them individually in the meantime, don't you?
I do. In addition to the monthly meetings, Jim, I also spend about an hour and a half with each member on a one-to-one basis as well. So it really allows me the opportunity to get to know them and their businesses and help them work through some of the issues and decisions that they've got every month.
So what are some of, give us an example of something you've seen that went horribly wrong because somebody didn't do something right. No names, obviously, and no specifics, sure. But give us a scary story and then give us a happy story.
All right. Well, I'll give you both. One is it was a near horror story. Is one of my members attended a seminar on how to exit her business and put on by a business brokerage, and everything she heard sounded so good. They were going to package her business. They were going to help her sell her business, and it's kind of a turnkey. Just write us a check, and we'll write you a, we'll get you a big check. And she was just about to send them a check when she was able to do a little research amongst her Vistage members and find out that this firm was not all that they were cut out to be. In fact, they had kind of some bad experiences, and so she went from what would have been a significant loss on her part in terms of what she was going to pay them to turn around and deciding that the best way to sell her business was to continue to grow her business. And so that was a near failure.
Her first tip off, Tim, was when they tried to treat her small business like it was a cookie cutter.
Exactly.
There is no such thing.
There is no such thing, and it's never quite that easy. The success story is I'm really pushing my members to take extended time away from their business. Take a month off. Take a month sabbatical.
A month off.
And for two reasons. One, it's the best thing they can do for themselves is to separate themselves from the business and take.
Man, I'm getting the shakes just thinking about a month, Tim.
and Jim, what's also interesting is not only is it good for the business owner, it's extremely healthy for the business because, you know, with the owner away, they've got to figure out how to exist without him or her for a month, and all of a sudden, executives are having to make decisions on their own. You know, they're having to do what's best for the business, guide the business without the business owner being there. And that's the best thing that can happen to the business. So it's a win-win. It's good for the owner.
It really is. It pays off on many levels, doesn't it? Because you get to find out, you get the time away for one thing. Mm-hmm. It helps you if they can pull it off. It demonstrates to your people that you trust them. It causes them to flex a little bit and step up and take ownership and maybe do some things that they didn't know they could do. But it also exposes the gaps and the weaknesses, doesn't it?
It does. It certainly does. And what I tell my members is to give their business at least 6 months' notice, so they know ahead of time they're going to have to prepare for that owner not being there for that month. And so over those 6 months, it's extraordinary to see some of the changes that take place in preparation for the owner being gone. It's the best thing that business can do.
And the first thing that you need to do as CEO is start working on your cash reserves, right, Tim?
Yeah, gotta have money in the bank and a line of credit and all the bills paid before you go.
Because when you go, when you're there, if you have cash issues, you can solve them. If you're not there, the bank doesn't want to hear from your vice president. They want to hear from you, don't they?
No, you're exactly right. So all those things have to be put in place prior to the owner.
A
departing.
Month? Would you call my? Would you? Could I get you on the phone with my wife?
I'd be happy to do that.
Hey, a month of fly fishing. I could get into that, Tim.
Yeah.
Hey, Tim, give us the website and where can they find your book?
Sure. The website is smallbusinessmattersonline.com. The book is available entitled Small Business Matters. It's available either on the website or it's also available on Amazon, either one.
Hey, Tim, congratulations again on the great work you're doing over there in Atlanta for small businesses and the good work you're doing with Vistage. And congratulations on your upcoming conference next month, and I hope you have a good one.
Jim, it's been a pleasure being with you this morning.
We look forward to having you back again another day.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.